to take the opportunity to thank my collaborators in this effort, Savitri Singh Carlson, who is here in the audience, and Randall Snyder, who is back at home minding the ranch, helping our patients. I have no relationships to disclose. This is just an overview of what I will be covering related to our two-phase program evaluation on our peer mentoring services. And these are our learning objectives for today. The purpose of this study was to evaluate the existing peer mentor cancer survivor programs at our hospital, which is set in Southern California in an urban setting. And the evaluation is of the existing programs to provide evidence as to the effectiveness of the program and also to help us change and find our weaknesses and where we need to grow our program. So for a little bit of background, to tell you about what a peer mentor is, the definition would be a wise and trusted counselor or teacher. So we take it a step further and train survivors of breast and gynecologic cancers to become trusted counselors by advising newly diagnosed women on various aspects of their cancer journey. The goal of our program is to provide support for newly diagnosed women with breast or gynecologic cancer by women who have been there. And we match our peer mentors based on diagnosis, treatment, stage of life, combination of those factors. We have an established breast mentoring, peer mentoring program. It's been in effect for 11 years. We call it Breast Friends. And our gynecologic program is called Women Guiding Women, and it's been in existence for about 3 years. So in addition to this matching, we actually provide education to train our survivors. It's a mandatory training. It's 6 modules in length. And so they sit through that training, and then they get certified, and then we do ongoing educational components throughout the years. So some of our research questions that we wanted to evaluate was really the perception of those mentoring and those being mentors, or being mentored. So mentors, we wanted to understand their educational preparation for their role as a mentor, their self-perception that went along with that, and their experience as a mentor. From the mentee perspective, we wanted to understand issues around empowerment, understanding of available resources as a result of being in a peer mentor relationship, and the experience related to their health and well-being, how that impacted their lives. So, as I mentioned, we have two phases. So the first phase was really looking, using focus groups to examine the differences between gynecologic and breast cancer experiences of our peer mentors, and then examining and identifying those themes, which then we were going to take and inform the development of a survey to go out to the entire population of our mentors and mentees. And then phase two was to analyze those surveys and understand the effectiveness of our program and where gaps might be. So we used qualitative methodology through the use of the focus groups, 1 breast cancer focus group, 1 gynecologic focus group. We used thematic analysis to clarify the key phrases and recurrent themes. And then we developed an online survey as a result of that focus group in our phase two. So for the participant recruitment for our focus groups, they were either breast or gynecologic peer mentors, so they were a part of our program. The survey group was anyone who had been either a peer mentor or a mentee. So in our focus group, we really wanted our mentors to reflect on the training provided in order to become a mentor. So listening, communication skills, setting boundaries, understanding available resources. We wanted to also understand how the program impacted their life and how it prepared them to be a mentor, and then what they felt the patient's quality of life effect was. And this is from the mentor's point of view. So there were 15 themes that were identified. We had three that differed between the breast and the GYN groups. And these differences around recurrence, experience of being a mentor, and perceived availability of resources may be explained by the nature of gynecologic disease and the high rate of recurrence, especially in our ovarian group. And there is less availability of dedicated resources for gynecologic cancer patients and survivors as compared to the breast cancer group. So these were just briefly the demographics for our focus groups. They were in good health status. Most were in the age group of 45 to 54 at diagnosis. They were educated, and majority were married. Our phase two online survey, these are very preliminary findings. There's still some data collection and analysis going on. But our survey was based on a 5-point Likert scale, 5 being highest, 1 being lowest. So on question 1, or domain 1, had to do with relationships. So rating the experience of being in a peer mentor relationship, and as you can see, D and F were the two highest rated. D is related to the ability to understand what a patient is going through. And F had to do with the mentor program representing a sign of hope that cancer diagnosis is not a death sentence. The lowest rated area was having a mentor enabled coping. The second domain had to do with communication, and D was rated the highest, and that related to my mentor provided a positive outlook. The domain 3 was emotional support or relationships, and A was the highest rated, and my mentor understands what the cancer patient is going through. And lastly, the last domain that we looked at was mentor program value. All the areas were rated high except D, and that had to do with our monthly newsletter as a valuable resource, so that indicates that we have a little work to do there. So as we dig deeper in that data, I'm sure we'll find more information related to that. So overall, and looking at the survey responses by major category, the mean for each of the domains was calculated, and communication rated the lowest, being in kind of the average range, which is too low for my wants anyway. And then the survey demographics at this point, the age at diagnosis, the majority were in the 35 to 64 range. Again, we'll be breaking that down more as we further analyze the data. The time in the program, either as a mentor or a mentee, was distributed fairly widely. And we had some respondents that had been both a mentee and then have gone through the training and become a mentor. So it was those experiences will be interesting to tease out. The education level was high, just as we saw in our focus group, and the majority of our respondents thus far are non-Hispanic whites. So from our focus groups, we asked what was the strongest aspect of our program, and that is a connection to someone who has gone through it, being cancer. They thought the training was great, education was great, and they felt like there was a sense of community. The weakest aspect of our program was the fact that it brought up old memories for mentors. So as they are mentoring newly diagnosed women, they're having to relive their own experiences. Mentor follow-through is inconsistent, and matching did not meet their expectations. So overall, generally the needs are fulfilled, but there's still some work to be done. And I've already gone over the the demographics here, but overall the program was highly rated, and the emotional support component seemed to have the greatest feedback. So some of our program strengths related to our preliminary survey responses had to do with mentors' personal experience, support, place to go with question and fears, strong coordination between the staff and our volunteer mentors and patients, the importance of the mentor role program providing a sense of hope, and increased quality of life. The weaker elements identified ongoing communication from the mentor to mentee. See a recurring theme here. Not enough people know about our program. Communication was, again, lowest rated as a whole, and self-advocacy skills needed some work. So some conclusions. The small samples may not be generalizable to other programs. Evaluation is informing changes to our program, focusing on educational needs. Communication is really a big aspect of that. Formalizing some type of a longer-term survivorship element within our program, kind of building on that community feeling and extending that, and strengthening our self-advocacy training. So some further evaluation points that we need to address is surrounding assessing how to reach other ethnicities. How can we get out of or extend our program, and how might we do that? So maybe a needs assessment in those communities that we serve. Determine how to incorporate our long-term survivorship component program elements into our overall mentoring programs, and assess if this model would work or be viable with other cancer sites, such as colorectal or head and neck, and so on, or lung. And these are just some of our references. So, thank you.